Good morning, good people. It is 14th September 2020. We celebrate the Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross. The readings are from Book of Numbers, chapter 21, verse 4 to 9, and the Gospel from John, chapter 3, verse 13 to 17. Holy Cross of our Lord is the answer and antidote to human suffering and sin. For some, it might look a stumbling block, but for us, we who believe, the cross is the symbol that points to mystery of love and life. In the cross, we see the utmost display of God's love, not condemnation on humanity. In the cross, we experience healing and forgiveness. It is in the cross we are reminded of the depth of the sacrifice and sanctity. By accepting the cross, we connect with God and with the sufferings of the humanity in a better way. The entrance antiphon of the day summarizes the significance of the feast. Quote, "We should glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, for he is our salvation, our life and our resurrection. Through him we are saved and made free." Unquote. At times, just like people of Israel, we become impatient, complaining, and ungrateful on the way. We lose the flavor of life and stop drawing the power and insight from the cross. The opinion of the world can change, but not the values attached to the cross. Never die. May never boast of anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Galatians chapter 6 verse 14. The path to holiness cannot exclude the lessons from the cross. The responsorial psalm reminds us, never forget the deeds of the Lord. If we are afraid to cross, we miss the cross. He who does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake shall find it. Matthew chapter 10, verse 38 and 39. Only by rising above our human sentiments and sensation, we begin to gaze upon the cross. The feast recounts the lifting of the cross of Christ in our life. The exaltation of the cross encompasses the exaltation of Jesus through his resurrection, ascension, and Pentecost. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. John chapter 3 verse 4. By our constant gaze and reflection, we can deal with our attachment to pleasure and pride. How often we look up and lift the cross in our lives. The Catechism teaches us in number 618, "Hail, O cross, our only hope. Apart from the cross, there is no other ladder by which we may get to heaven." May you have a good day. God bless you.